Okay, today's daf is Kilayim daf Chav Zayin, and we are on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph on top. Just 2 points. I ran through. I ran through at the end of the shiur to clarify. One, I alluded to a story somebody asked if I could repeat the story about the makas. We're talking about makas yesterday. We spoke about what's the daraisa that the Gemara said aloke. What's the durabanan that. That the Rabbanan added on the shear, but the source of Makkos being 39, that's the Gemara at the end of Maseches Makkos on Daf Chaf Beis Amid Beis, where the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Kama Tipshoi Shar Inshi, how foolish are those people? Or let me background before we say this Gemara, where the story goes that the Ustra of Surah and Rav Chaim Ozer were out somewhere, maybe vacationing together in a Ben Azmanim, and they met each other, and they each were telling the other person, you know, tell me a Dvar Torah. You say a Dvar Torah, you say a Dvar Torah, you say a Vart. So finally the Rav Chaim Ozer says to the Ustra of Surah, no, you're a Gavaraba, come on, tell me a Vart. So the Ustra of Surah says, I'll tell you a Vart now, but I'll tell you, I'm not a Gavaraba. What's a Gavaraba? That's the Gemara in Maseches Makkos. The Gemara Makkos says, Amar Rava, Kama Tipshoi Sharinshi. How foolish are those people, Dekaimi Mikami Sefer Torah, that they stand up in front of a Sefer Torah, Volokaimi Mikami Gavaraba, and they don't stand up in front of a Gavaraba. Why? Both the rabbis are even greater, so to speak, than a Sefer Torah. Dilu b'Sefer Torah k'siv arboim. Because in the Torah says to get 40 malkas v'asur rabbanan u'basru chata. The rabbanan came along and took away one. That was the Rambam we ended up with yesterday about is that a daraisa, is that a drabbanan? But that's the language of the Gemara. So they asked the Ustrav, sir, what, the Rabbanan are more powerful because they could round down, they could take one off from the number, but why then did the Gemara wait till Parshas Kisetze, all the way at the end of the Torah, to prove this? The Rabbanan do it earlier, right? We know the Torah Shavuot is earlier. We know Parshas Emor already says, Tisbru Chamishim Yom, it says to count 50 days between Pesach and Shavuos, and we know it's only 49 days. So why do we quote a pasuk at the end of Dvarim? Why don't we just quote a pasuk in the middle of Emor? So explain to us, Rav, sir. A Gavaraba doesn't just mean somebody who changes the numbers. A Gavaraba is somebody who relieves the suffering of a fellow Jew. Even if that fellow Jew is Chayav Malkus, even if he's a Rasha, halachically, but you take off one lash, that's a Gavaraba, somebody who alleviates the suffering of a fellow Jew. So that's the story that goes with the halacha of Malkus. The other point I wanted to mention is that, what I said quickly yesterday, the Mishnah there at the end of Malkus says, Kol Chayve Krisis Shalaku Niftru Yidei Krisasam. All chayve krisis that get malchus, if somebody's chayve kares and they get malchus, somehow that exempts the kares. Shenemar v'nikla achicha le'inecha, kishelaka harayhuka achicha, divrei Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. So if somebody gets malchus, so then they're part of him krisos. Based on this is what I mentioned, there were those in the 1500s that wanted to figure out a way to get malchus, because some of them were the Moranos, and they had to violate because they were anus, but they thought that maybe they're chayav karis because of certain, some of the things they did, so they need a malchus. Probably you can't get malchus without a bezdin. So how do you make a bezdin? You can't make a bezdin. You need smuchin. Ah, maybe you could rely on the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam held in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perek Dalet Halachot Aleph, that you can reinstitute the smicha even without samuch mipi samuch mi Moshe Rabbeinu, which they didn't have then. They didn't have then in Svat in the 1500s, in the days of the Beis Yosef. But the Rambam says in Perek Dalet Halachot Aleph of Hilchas Sanhedrin, Hare shelo haya be'eretz Yisrael ela samuch echa on Moshe Shtayim Shebetzidah. If you only have one samuch left, then you add another two, and that one could give smicha. But then the Rambam says, Nirin li hadvarim. It appears to me, Shim hiskimu kol hachachamim shebe'eretz Yisrael. If all the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael agree, limnos dayanim, to appoint judges, v'lismoch osan, and to give smicha to them, harei lusmuchin. If all the rabbis of the Eretz Yisrael agree to appoint judges and to give smicha, so then, that is the status of smuchin. V'yeshlan ladun dine knasos, v'yeshlan lusmoch lacherim. And they could judge all types of cases, dine krasas, and they could give smicha to others. So, im kain, lama hayu achamid saran al smicha. So why were they so upset? Remember the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that they were mosa nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba gave smicha, even though there was a gzeira against smicha, and he gave his life for it. So why were they so bizarre? If you could just restart it. Kedishal Yisrael, dine krasas mi Yisrael. Why were they so upset? Just restart it. Lefisha Yisrael mefuzarin. The efshar, sheyeskimu kulan. Because since that time we know, you're going to get all the rabbis together, you're going to get all the rabbis in Eretz Yisrael to agree to anything, especially who to give smicha to. It's impossible. So they knew it wasn't going to happen. Vim hayasham samuch mipi samuch. Eino tzarach daskulan. If you had a samuch, then you wouldn't need the haskam of everyone. Ela danti nekrasus lakol. Shere nismach mipi bezdin. Vadavar tzarech hechra. And the Rambam adds on those three mysterious words. What does that mean? Tzarech iyun? He said this whole 15-line chiddush that you could restart the smicha, and then he says vadavar tzarech iyun. So some say that means even the Rambam wasn't so sure about it. But again, in the 1500s, after the Spanish expulsion, again the Kesef Mishnah himself, who was the one that they tried to give smicha to, in Tzfat in the 1500s, right? He was born in 1488. He was four at the time of the expulsion. He ended up in Tzfat. So all the Rabbanan of Tzfat agreed to give him smicha. So therefore, he got smicha. The problem was that the Rabbanan of Yerushalayim weren't so convinced. A, that we paskin like the Rambam. B, that the Rambam himself paskin that way. He ended up Adavet Tzarech Hechra. But this was the background to the issue that was going on in the 1500s to restart the smicha, and that was the reason why it was such an omid ala perek, such an important issue, burning issue at the time. Perek Dalad, Halacha Yud Aleph, and the Radvaz has a long discussion of it. Again, somewhat of a contemporary, a little bit later, and the Kesef Mishnah right on the page discusses this shita. Okay, so that's just a little bit more about Malkus, and now we continue with today's daf. So Rabbi Nasa Shal, Rabbi Nasa asked the following question based on what we said in the Mishnah. We said in the Mishnah that if you have a gvul around the aruga, right, the Mishnah says aruga, shishi shal shisha, if you have a raised border going around, so then it's a tefach wide, then you could plant in that border. You can plant in that border because that border is looked at as separate. You can plant three in each side of the border separately, three, 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 and three. That's 12 plus one in the middle, 13 altogether. So Rabbi Nasa says, what if the border was thicker? What if the border was double the size? Rabbi Nasa shal, lo mistavra begago shal govel shnei tvachim? If you have a govel, a border of two tvachim wide, not just one, like the Mishnah spoke about, mutlis rabo shnei minim, could you plant two minim in each of the areas? Right, in each of the areas, like, right, one on the inner part of the border and one on the outer part of the border. Machlokes in the Mefarshim on the page, whether this means you could plant right next to each other, because each one has its own independent tefach. That's how we're going to see on the first line on Amud Beis today. Rabbi Zeira is going to explain that in Rabbi Nasa, that every tefach on the border is like its own world, and therefore you could use each one, it's even if they're right next to each other. That's how the Mara Folda seems to read it. Right? See the top Mara Folda. Begago shal govel shnei tvachim. Im yesh begago rochav shnei tvachim. Mutter lizroa al gago. Shnei minim ze etzel ze. One right next to the other one. Vuhusha zoreya kol orech meshach oso al govel shisha minim. You do six different types along the whole border. You see it's like a polka dots. And you see each one separately. If you do all six, so then you would see all different types. The Mishnah said three, but you could do six, because you could double it, because it's double the width. So that's what Rabbi Nasa asks. Doesn't it make sense that you could do this? The Pnei Moshe seems to say no, you don't do them one right next to each other, but alternating. And therefore, each one's corner will be touching. Let's say there's six spots, so like the inner one will do 1, 3, and 5, and the outer one will do spot 2, 4, and 6. So the corners will be touching each other, and that would be like a base tour formation, a Rosh tour formation. So either way, that's a machlokas within Rabbi Nasa. Rabbi Nasa says, maybe you should double it. Maybe you should double it. No answer to that question, or maybe it's just a statement. Rabbi Nasa Shah. But now we have another question, suggestion of Rabbi Nasa. Asa Peya Be'emsa. Peya here does not mean Peya like we know this side. Peya means, the Mara Folda says, and the others, Klias Zamora Mikundis Lekundis. What happens if I take four sticks, I stick them in the ground, four poles, I stick four poles in the ground, and then I put a vine connecting the poles. Basically what we call a Tzuras HaPesach. What we call a Tzuras HaPesach, in a field, I make a Tzuras HaPesach surrounding all four sides. So I have now separated that area. I have separated that area off. Zara begomasin, and I plant inside of it, so I'm allowed to, as we'll see later on also, Tzuras HaPesach creates a mechitza, creates a hafzik for Hilchas Kelayim. Not only does an actual wall, like we had before, a geder, could create a hefsek for kelayim, but even what we would call a halachic wall. A halachic wall at Suras HaPesach also creates a separation. But ask the Gemara, do I have to plant the entire area for it to look like a significant, independent growth? Mishcho Bakama, how much do I have to plant inside? Do I have to plant the whole area inside? Or can I just do part of it? Look at the Mara Folda. Last few skinny lines. Mi Amrino Shechayev Lizroa Kala Chaluka. I have to see, I'm allowed to do it inside that cordoned off area, but I have to do the whole area. Dainu Shisha al Shisha. I cordoned off 6x6 tefach area. I have to plant that whole area. Di'im lo kein, because if not, ye asru hat studim al hazera shebetoch hamasin. Because then the inner will aser all of the outer would aser what's inside, because it's not its own separate entity. Avali zara kula, but if I planted all of it, havele makom chashiv bifnei atzmo. So then it's a makom chashiv independently, and therefore it's not kilayim. So do I have to plant the whole thing? Oh, lo tzarech lizara kula, or not. You don't have to plant the whole thing. You don't have to be zoreya the whole thing. Diafilu achi still denechsheves laatzma. It's still looked at independently. Al yedeya peya, through the peya, through the poles and the wires, so to speak, that you put on top. Afagavsha zorim chovshim osas sviva. Even though the other zraim surrounded from around, it still would be okay. You don't have to plant the entire area. So says the Gemara, min ma dam Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Imi. But maybe, so we learn it from the Mishnah, from the fact that Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Imi said on yesterday's daf, tipater sha govlin mamat and shisha. Remember we said that once you have the borders and you have stuff on the borders, so then you can't just plant the five that you would have planted without the borders. If you didn't have a border, that's the first case of the Mishnah. Aruga, she gavashi, 6x6, you could plant five. But once you have the extra borders up, then that's mima'it, the inside, and you can only plant right in the middle of the inside. But what do you see from there? That there's space that's not planted in the middle. So that answers the question, that mishko bakama, you do not have to plant. You don't have to plant the whole area. Hada amra filu para mikan, which means pachos mikan. Right, even less than a full area, that would be okay. Ad hechan, how far? How far can, is there any minimum that one has to plant in the middle for it to be okay, for it to be a significant amount? So nishma minada, maybe you learn it from the following. Gumamios. Gumamios are little holes in the field. This is a brisa that we'll see B'Hashem more fully later on. So gumamios, yenamukos tefach, they're a tefach deep, and they're a tefach by a tefach by a tefach. They're tefach, width, length, and deep. So says the Tosefta, zarin letocha, shlosha zeronim. You can plant three things, three seeds. Echad mikan, vechad mikan, vechad be'emsa. What does that mean? It means one on one side of the hole, one on the other side of the hole, on the ground, on top, and one on the bottom of the hole. So you see from there that a significant area, hada amra a tefach. So a significant area is a tefach. Less than a tefach would be negligible, but once you have a tefach there, that is significant. So we say that's the same thing in this area of asa peya be'emsa. I think this is the first time that we've had Suras HaPesach that comes up in Kilayim, but as we'll learn, Suras HaPesach is a halachic mechanism that could work both in Hilchus Kilayim, and we know in Hilchus Sukkah, in the first parak is discussed, and as we know, most famously, in Erevin. The Gemara says, in Maseches Erevin, what is the definition of a Suras HaPesach? That's the language of the Gemara, Daf Yud Aleph, Erevin Yud Aleph, Kana Mikan, V'Kana Mikan, V'Kana Al Gabehem. A Kana on this side, one pole on this side, one pole on that side, and a kana al gabehen. That is a imaginary structure, so to speak, an imaginary doorway, and that is it takes the form. It's not an actual doorway, but it's an imaginary doorway that encloses, that is able to enclose. And that is used in Erevin, as long as one of two situations aren't the reality of the area. Number one, it can't be Rosh Hashanah Rabim Daraisa. We know Rosh Hashanah Rabim Daraisa, the only way to enclose that and make that able to carry on Shabbos is with walls. Mechitzas, actual mechitzas. If something is a Rosh Hashanah Rabim Daraisa, so then you cannot build an Erev. That's why if any posik says in a certain area that you can't build an Erev, that's because they hold it's a Rosh Hashanah Rabim Daraisa. Rosh Hashanah Rabim Daraisa cannot have what we call an Erev, which is Kanamikan, Vekanamikan, Vekan Al Gabayan, the three, the Tzuras Chagasa Pesachs all around. So something is a Rosh Hashanah Rabban Daraisa. That's the Gemara in Erevin on Davav Amadez, where the Gemara talks about a case where you have a street, where you have houses on two sides of the streets, but the other two sides are totally open. So the Gemara says, Misha Yilushne Batim Bishne Tzidim Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Ose Lechi Mikan, Velechi Mikan, Okor Mikan, Vekor Mikan. So you can put two lechis or two kores, Venosi Venosi Be'emsa. Can you do that? Can you put just a lechi or a korah, not a whole tzuras ha-pesach? So amrulo ein ma'arvim rishas rabim b'kach. Right? You can't do that. V'chitema b'kachu d'lo ma'arva ha-betlas ma'arva. V'chulu, and the Gemara continues. But it seems that the Gemara says you can't just have one. V'chulu. But based on that, the Gemara says that, and the Shulchan Aruch says that you cannot have a tzuras ha-pesach on to enclose a Rishus HaRabim de Oraisa. If you look in Shin Samach Dalet, Yeshochan Arach, Sif Beis, Rishus HaRabim Atzma, Eina Niteres Ela Bedlasos. A Rishus HaRabim is only matired with doors, with actual doors, not a Teresa Pesach. Vahushin and Olos Balayla, as long as they are doors that are closed at night. They have to actually be closed. That's why in one of the communities, they built a Tzuras HaPesach, but you have very big streets. So how would you have doors on the streets? So they had some type of door that one night a year, right, but the night before one of the holidays, they had a parade on the road. So they closed the street the night before. So one night a year, they were able to open this so to speak, door that would the whole year would wrap around a pole, but one night a year they would open it, and it would be considered a door that's nin abalaila. If once a year it's nin abalaila, but anyway, the Shulchan Aruch says if it's Rishus HaRaisa, you need doors. The Yesh Omer Mavishen in Alos, and the others say the Rambam Shita that even if it's not nin al avatzarach shi reuyos linoil, you have to at least be able to shemayu shukos ba'afar, if it's stuck in the dirt and it can't close, so then it wouldn't be able to be used. But that's the Shulchan Aruch again, that it's Rishus HaRaisa daraisa, so then you cannot use a Tzuras HaPesach. Mishnah Berura, Dlasos Mikana Mikada, they said Nasos Kachasa Shorabim, of a Tzuras HaPesach, Lomahani, Afilim Yasu Mishnei Tzadim. Others say maybe one Tzuras HaPesach would, Vyesh Omrim. Says the Mishnah Berura, Uba Ayara Shalanu, Shemina Golem Latakana De Tzuras HaPesach. In our cities, the Mishnah Berurah says, all the cities have Erevs, right, 130 years ago. He says, Al Yishavshar Rechov Oseh Rechov and Harbi, Vajim Yishal Lashar, even though the streets are 16 amos wide and they're open from city to city, so you might have all of the other ingredients of Rishus HaRabim, Vigampabim Rabos, Holech, Derech HaMelech Tocha Yir, you have a main road, Umidina Ve Rishus HaRabim Gomor, Adezez Rishus HaRabim Gomor, it must be, says the Mishnah Berurah, that they rely on the other Shita in Simen Shin Memhei. The Shita of Rashi. What's the Shita? What are the ingredients of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Daraisa? So major machlokas, we've shown him whether there is a minimum population requirement. That's the going back to the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Mem Hei. The Yesh Omrim Shekol Shein Shishim Ribo Ovrim Bo Bechal Yom Eino Rishus HaRabim. And there's a huge Bir Halacha here because he talks about all the different Shitas on both sides of the issue. If 600,000 don't pass by Bechal Yom, it's not Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So that's a big kula. Mishnah Berurah explains. Svirlahu, gam lazeb inyan dumya de regle migbar, shayishishiribo. Right? Because it has to be similar to the midbar. V'yaf shahayasham od erevra v'nashem atav, and even though there was more than 600,000, you might say you have to have 2 million people. Lo chashvina nelamashinimsa bakaz beferish. So you only go by what is beferish, so we'd only know the number 600,000. Olinian halacha, so he says, it doesn't sound like the machaber paskin this way, because he quotes it as a yeshomrim. But ein lano koach limchos biyada somchan al deyazu. But we can't be mocheb for those who rely on this because it's not a das yachid, as in the Bir Halacha. I quote many different Rishonim that hold of this shita. But this is in terms of when you cannot put up an Erev. But when you can put up an Erev, if you assume an area is a Rishus HaRabim Durabanan, it's a Carmelist, so then you put up the Tzuras HaPesach, all the different rules of what a Tzuras HaPesach requires. You have to have the wire on top, not on the side, because a normal doorway is when you have a wire, the lintel on top going above the doorposts, right, and not through the doorpost. But there are many different details and other factors that you know, that have to be taken into account, right? All the Lamaisa Erev book talks about all the different limitations and questions about Tzuras HaPesach. Do you actually need to have human traffic Tzuras HaPesach? Can it be totally obstructed by bushes, right? Could it be, do you have to have two side posts of the same height? Sometimes the string goes from a higher pole to a lower pole. Could you go over a water surface? So many different details of Tzuras HaPesach, and that's for all of Hilchas Erevin. But right here, it's used for Inyane Kilayim. Good, next line. Rebbe Babarkana. The second, third to last line. So according to the Mara Fulda, this following line has nothing to do with us. It's just that the Brisa, the Tosefta that we just quoted, has a second line, which we'll get to by the Shem in a couple of days. And this comment is going on that second line, right? Because the Brisa says, the second line of the Brisa is that if you have a guma that is a tefach deep, and you could plant, there's certain types that you could plant in there, four types of plants as long as you turn the leaves away from each other. That's what he's about to say. Rabbi Babar Kana, Shimon, Barnashia, B'Shem, Rabbi Shimon, Melakish, Benotim L'Chor V'Shanu. As long as you turn away the leaves away from each other, so then you'd be able to plant four in within this guma that is a tefach by a tefach. Rav Chaim Kanievsky has a different shot. He thinks it has to do with what we just said, but we'll go with the Mahara fold-up shot. Again, leaves going in a certain way, that itself also is this topic that comes up in other areas of halacha as well. We know the Mishnah tells us branches and leaves. The Mishnah tells us also Maseches Makos. We started with Makos, we continue with Makos. The Mishnah in Makos in the Bavli tells us in Daf Yud Beis, if somebody has a tree that's on the edge of the Ir Miklat, you have the trunk of the tree in or out, and the leaf, the branches, and the netia, it's going to another place, so what do you go by? So says the Mishnah, the tree is inside the tchum of the Ir Miklat, and the branches are leaning out. It all goes after the nof. It goes after the branches. Wherever the branches are, that's what's determined. So if the branches are inside, then even if he's by the ikur, he's protected by the Ir Miklat, because it goes by the branches. And if he's inside, and the branches are outside, and he's by the ikur, he's not protected, even though he's physically in, because everything goes after the nof. And the Gemara says, stira, because if you look in the Mishnah in Maaser Sheni, Mishnah Maaser Sheni seems to say otherwise. You go by wherever you are. Ilan shehu ome v'note alachutz, o ome rachutz v'note alufnim, mikenegar achome v'lufnim, kilufnim. Mikenegar achome v'lachutz kalachutz, meaning in terms of eating Maaser Sheni. You eat Maaser Sheni in the tree, so it depends where you are. You just put an imaginary line from the wall going up. So you don't go by the trunk, you don't go by the leaves, you go by wherever you are. So the Gemara says, Maaser ha'ari miklat karamis. There's no automatic rule. Different areas of halacha. Maaser b'choma tal rachmana. Maaser sheni goes by. You go by the wall. Are you physically in the wall or outside the wall? That's what determines. Are miklat bedira tal rachmana. Are miklat goes by. Is it residential? Is it residential? Benofo mistarle. You could reside in the nof. You could have thick branches. A person could reside on a nof. Ikaro lo mistar. You can't reside on the ikar. So you see, seeing where a tree is and where branches are is crucial, not just for Hilchas Maaser Sheni and Hilchas Ir Miklat. This is an important Tosfos. Once we're here, in Machlokas Tosfos and the Ritva here, Tosfos here asks, then in Psachim, we know that Gagos Lo Niskachu for the Korban Pesach. Right? There's a lot, very busy Erev Pesach in the Korban Pesach, and everybody's got to find a place to have the Seder. So it's hard. How are you going to find so many places? So no problem. You have a hotel. There's 100 floors in the hotel room. So everybody eats on that floor. No. The Gemara says that gagos lo niskachu. So everybody's going to eat it on the ground floor. So imkain, how could you eat Maaser Sheni in the tree? So what are we talking about? You need Maaser Sheni in the branches of the tree. How do you eat that in the tree? So answers to so the Yishlomar to Myrisha enough of Mu'atin Shein Behem Arba to Lo Chashivi Vavkilu Omedes Ba'Avir Kenegad Akarka. Maybe we're talking about very thin branches. Thin branches aren't considered their own level, their own floor, and therefore that's why it's okay, because Kilu you're eating it on the floor. Ve'od Yishlomar to Myri Afilu Binlech Anuf Amerubin Va'Avir Yerushalayim Ki Yerushalayim. Maybe the Avir Yerushalayim is different than Avir and Ari Miklat. Avir Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim. That's why it could be, you could eat it there. What about Karban Pesach? What about Karban Pesach? That's the Ritva. The Ritva says maybe the chilek is between Maaser Sheni and Kachikalim. Maaser Sheni you could eat up in the tree. Kachikalim you can't. So again, it's a chiluk, different type of a chiluk. Well, when we see trees and branches, you see a fence, a tree going over a branch, so maybe it's good to think about some of these halachos, right? We have to have halachic eyes, like the Shlomo Zalman story that I've quoted in the past about, right, he asked the Talmud if he saw the skyscrapers when he went to Chutz La'aretz, and Shlomo Zalman got so excited. Why? Because he said, if you have two babies born at the exact same time, on the third floor, on the 103rd floor, right before Shkia, it could be that they could have their bris milas on two different days. Right, Shlomo Zalman, not saying that's Lamaisa, but Shlomo Zalman, he saw high buildings, he thought of Hilchas Bris Mila. But that's really Yesod. That Reb Salvechik talks about this in Halachic Man. Halachic Man. When a Halachic Man approaches reality, he comes with his Torah, given to him from Sinai in hand. An entire corpus of precepts and laws guides him along the path leading to existence. There is no phenomenon or entity or object in this concrete world which the a priori halacha does not approach with its ideal standard. Whatever you see halacha. When a halachic man comes across a spring bubbling quietly, he already possesses a fixed a priori relationship with his real phenomenon. When a halachic man looks to the western horizon and sees the fading rays of the setting sun, or to the eastern horizon and sees the first rays of dawn, he knows that this sunset or sunrise imposes upon him a new obligation and commandments. When a halachic man chances upon mighty mountains, he utilizes the measurements which determine a private domain, a sloping mound that attains a height of 10 handbreadths. He explores every nook and cranny of physical, biological existence. His deepest desire is not the realization of halacha, but rather the ideal construction which was given to him at Har Sinai. The entire world is halacha. So when we see branches and trees, so we can think about some of these halachas. Benotan l'chor v'shanu, as the Gemara says here. Okay, we continue. Reb Zeira, as I said, this is going back on the first line of Amud Aleph. Reb Zeira said that when Rav Yassa made the comment that you could plant double the amount of Zrayim on a double width border, Reb Zeira, called Tevach v'Tevach shel Govel, also Malkam b'Fneyatzo. It seems like Rabbi Yassa makes every Tefach a separate area, right? Also Malkam b'Fneyatzo. That's why he says you should not only have three on each side, you should be able to have six on each side. Every area is its own significant place. So says the Gemara, V'yu Esrim v'Chamisha. So why don't you have 25 altogether? Right? On every side you could plant six. Right? 6, 12, 18, 24, and then one in the middle. So, you Esrim v'Chamisha. Shisha kol gova v'gova v'echad v'emsa. So should you have that? According to Rav Yassa's, if you would have a double width border, would that be okay? So the Gemara says, big question, how to read the next two words. Many mefarshim, is it a statement, is it a question? We'll go with the Mara Folda. It's a rhetorical. V'cheinu, is that really true? Can you plant so many? This won't look good. This will look too much like an earbuff. Hesev Rav Bun Barchia b'shem Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak v'atetanina. But we learned on Tamar's Daf. Tamar's Daf has the following Mishnah: Hatelam ba'amas hamayim shem amukim tefach. You have a aqueduct or a ditch that's a tefach deep. Zoron l'tochan shlosha zeronin. You can plant three in them. Echad mikan v'echad b'emsa. Two on the sides and one in the middle. But one second, if you say that you could use every tefach for their own area, v'nisni chamisha, so why don't you say five there, not just three? Shnayim mikan v'echad b'emsa. Why can't you put five in there? Less yachl, you can't. Why? Tzad shakan v'tzad shakan choveh shesoyim soy. Because the outsides are going to surround what's in the middle, and it's going to be too busy. It's going to be too busy inside with all of these ram, and therefore it's not going to be enough. So too in our case, Reb Yassa's case, if you have 25 on the outside, one in the middle, that's too much. We wouldn't go that far in terms of allowing that. Period. One final question. We just said a border has halachas significance. What if you have vegetables on one side and muksha are melon-like vegetables that have very far-ranging leaves and vines that come out of it. That's what's muksha. So muksha, as we'll learn later on, requires a very big distance between it and anything else. So the govel, we just said, has halachic significance. This raised perimeter, a raised rim, has halachic significance for kelayim. So can you have a raised rim between vegetables and muksha? So the Gemara answers, no. Gemara answers, it's more chamer than that. Ma'im zroim bizroim. If in a case of zroim bizroim, which is, let's say, tfua and tfua, sheinit solen be'esar amos umechsa, tfua and tfua, or tfua and yurakos, that have a 10 amma or 10 and a half, which is basically a base rova. That's what the Mishnah we had earlier, Daf Chaf Aleph, where you need a base rova in the middle, ain't a govel matzah miyadam, a govel, the raised rim would not be enough to separate. So muksha shu nitzal b'shtemisrei, but a muksha which you need 12 amos, not just 10 and a half amos, as we'll see later on, lo kol shekein, surely the govel wouldn't be good enough to separate it there. So, we'll learn Muksha has a much more chamer halachos because it spreads its tentacles very far, and therefore, we would not be able to have the govel as the separation in that situation. Okay, I'll just stop here as we continue our march through the third perek, Perek Aruga, here in Maseches Kilayim.